a lot older than our usual crowd. Let's see.
That kid has a beard.
Yeah, weird. What in the world? Maybe they're in disguise. They're agents.
You're right.
That's right. All right. Well, we've had an amazing time singing with your kids all week long with our amazing band. And so we're going to let you experience some of it tonight. Are you ready, parents? Are you ready, kids? Let's show them. All right, let's stand up. Here we go. The people.
This darkness?
Sin.
Who is this great light?
Jesus.
Who is this great light?
Jesus.
Now who are these people?
Us.
And what is this darkness?
Sin.
Who is this great light?
Jesus. Let me hear you.
This week we had the honor of hosting the Izquierdos, who are our missionaries in Monterrey, Mexico.
See.
And they taught us part of a hymn for Nothing But the Blood. So what we're going to do tonight is incorporate what they taught us into what we're going to sing. So as you can see here, we are going to sing, instead of Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, we're going to sing
Solo de Jesús la Sangre.
Let's try it together. Ready? Solo de Jesús la sangre. Beautiful.
Perfect.
I love it. Let's do it.
I meant perfecto.
Solo de Jesús la sangre.
We've also taught the kids some new songs. This next one, I think we've sung Sunday nights a couple times, but we've added some motions. Seth said, and can we shut his mic so we can't refute this?
Cut it.
You have to do the motions on Sunday nights too.
Please.
But for the chorus, this song is called As For Me In My House. And
yes.
As we told the kids, we're not talking about our actual house. We're talking about us as a body of believers. And
That's right.
Going to be singing is, As For Me And My House, We Will Serve The Lord. So our motions, and kids, you can teach your parents, encourage your parents.
And you might need a new friend,
You might need a new friend.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do, you're going to say, As For Me, point to me,
me.
As For Me And My House, put your arm around the person next to you, love each other.
Yep, you might.
Serve the Lord, and we're all going to sway back and forth.
Meet your neighbor.
We will serve the Lord.
See that?
All right, easy.
See how that works, kids?
Perfect.
Are they going to do it?
Can
they do it? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
I think we need to give them a nice, warm round of applause. They're awesome. They have done an amazing job. Thank you guys so, so very much. And we're going to sing another song later. Well, Welcome back, agents in training, to the International Spy Academy. So good to see you again. Also want to give a warm welcome to all of you parents out there, family members, friends, those who have come to learn a little bit about what your kids have been learning in VBS. Now, under normal circumstances, during the week on Sunday mornings, my name is Joe Hayhurst, and I am the family pastor here at Countryside Bible Church. But this week, I was the director of the International Spy Academy, and so my name was changed to Seymour Truth. And my task, my mission was to kind of assist the super agents and those special ops agents to help your kids see more truth from Scripture so that they can learn more about the God of the Bible and how they can become agents for the one true God by putting their hope and their faith in Jesus Christ. Because this week, the kids have been training to be just that, to put their faith in Jesus, learn more about the one true God, and become agents for the one true God. Now, on a typical weekday throughout this week, there have been roughly 500 kids coming to VBS. And the mornings and the evenings we spend in here, opening and closing assembly. And then in between, we have all kinds of fun learning about God and learning about His Word. And it would simply not be possible for me to explain to you how much fun we had. It's something you kind of had to be here. So come back next year and be a part of VBS, and you'll experience it for yourself if you hadn't this year. So I wouldn't be able to explain it to you, but we did put together a video, kind of give you a little bit of a taste about what VBS was like this year. Okay, let's watch this video so you can see a little bit about the fun that we had.
CBS, whether they're in preschool or all the way up to fifth grade, that it's all planned together to really engage the kids and help them learn about God and the Bible.
It's a lot of fun seeing each leader bring what they have to the table, and just together, it's amazing. So that's the part that I love.
In the hearts become the most precious things in the world, and we forget about the one true God. We forget about the precious truths that we find in God's Word, in the Bible. That's why it says right there, the Bible is the ultimate authority, and it's the most precious.
We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. It was all so much fun. But I think one of the favorite things for everybody, kids, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the favorite things was the skit. Am I right about that? Yes. So the big question is, what happened to Agent 27 and 39? And what does the supercomputer actually do? You guys interested in finding out?
Yeah!
All right, well, let's find out. Enjoy the conclusion to the skit.
The Hotel Royale has seen more than its share of espionage this week. Control, the agency of niceness, sent its agents 27 and 39 to the hotel with a supercomputer disguised as a yellow suitcase. Unfortunately, the counterintelligence of Chaos, the agency of evil, knew of Control's plan. Chaos planted agents Werner and Heinrich, disguised as bellhops, at the Hotel Royale to replace the one true supercomputer suitcase with a counterfeit. The well-laid-out schemes of the two opposing spy agencies were foiled by a clumsy but silent bellhop. Chaos ended up with their own counterfeit suitcase. Control's yellow suitcase was full of normal suitcase things like clothes. And the supercomputer suitcase found itself in the possession of an unsuspecting hotel guest. Our heroes and villains used all the spycraft at their disposal to discover the whereabouts of the supercomputer suitcase. Hand-to-hand combat, a fortune cookie fingerprint scanner, a bureaucrat named Tatiana, a simple code, and good old deductive reasoning revealed the identity of Miss X. The hapless bystander who found herself caught up in this web of intrigue because she owned a lovely yellow suitcase. Miss Xylophone, a baker by trade, narrowly escaped the dastardly plans of Chaos when Agent 27 of Control bravely stayed behind in her hotel room, in her place, and attempted to conceal the whereabouts of the supercomputer suitcase, which Miss Phone had, of course, turned into the lost and found. He was unsuccessful in keeping this information from Chaos, setting up a showdown between Control and Chaos in the lobby of the Hotel Royale. Luckily for the world, the forces of niceness had an ace up their sleeve, bell-activated adhesive. Once Heinrich was glued to the concierge desk by Agent 39's quick application of the newest spy gadget, Control was able to reclaim the supercomputer suitcase.
Well, Zach, Agent 39, I can't thank you enough for the fabulous job you did locating the supercomputer. I know you lost it, but by collecting clues and finding fingerprints, you were able to successfully protect the supercomputer from falling into the clutches of Chaos.
What are we going to do? I can't go to prison. I'll never be able to show my face at family gatherings ever again.
Werner!
What?
This is Chaos. We don't...
But, Chief, what does the supercomputer do?
Oh, that's easy, 39. Listen carefully. It is a high-powered social media data mining tool. It collects publicly shared information on everyone and uses it to predict crimes before they even happen.
Wow.
Did you understand any of that?
No, I sort of drifted off.
Well, at what point did you drift off?
I believe it was when the chief said, "Please listen carefully."
Werner, I have a plan.
Oh.
We're gonna use that phone to contact Chaos headquarters and ask their assistance in escaping. Go.
Tatiana!
Chaos Headquarters, this is Tatiana speaking. How may I direct your call?
This is Heinrich. We have been captured by Control, and we need assistance in escaping.
Hold?
Well, Chief, with such a powerful tool like the supercomputer round, I bet secret agents like us will become obsolete. It takes so long for us to collect information on potential criminals that the supercomputer will do it faster every time.
Nonsense. While it is nice to have tools like supercomputers and gadgets like fortune cookie fingerprint scanners, you are the most important assets I possess. I don't know how Control will continue functioning without its agents. Your brains and your courage will never be bested by a computer.
Oh, shucks. That's awfully nice of you to say, Chief.
I meant every word of it, Zach.
I don't suppose now would be a really good time to inquire about getting a raise?
Don't push it, Zach.
Great job. I think we need to give Evan and Sarah Ramos a big round of applause for that. They directed it. They wrote it. And we also had an amazing cast. We need to give them a big round of applause as well. Good job. Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent work. Well, while Agent 27 and Agent 39 were out and about looking for their supercomputer, we here at the ISA were cracking codes and finding fingerprints and collecting clues. You could say that we were gathering evidence related to the one true God. Gathering evidence related to the one true God. So kids, if I was going to try to find information about the one true God, where would I go to find that? Where? The Bible! That's exactly right. And we go to the Bible because the Bible is true. The Bible is true. The Bible and the Bible alone contains everything that we need to know about who God is, what God has done, and how God wants us to respond. And so we go to God's Word to learn about the one true God. And so that's what we did. We went to God's Word, and we found out that there is only one true God. Now, there are counterfeit gods. There are fake gods that are no true gods at all, but there is only one true God, and that's what Scripture says. Isaiah 45:5. It says, I am the Lord. This is God speaking. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. So there is one true God. And as we dig into Scripture and we gather more evidence, we further find out that God is unique. He is one of a kind in that he is one God. The Bible is very clear. There is only one God, and he eternally exists in three separate and distinct persons. It's not that there are three gods. It's not that there are three parts to God. No, there is one God in three persons, and that is the Trinity. And so we dug further into Scripture and we researched what it has to say, and there is no other way to put it except to say that the God of the Bible is awesome, magnificent, beyond anything that we can ever imagine, because he, according to Scripture, is all powerful. God of the Bible, the one true God, has all of the power. The Bible says that he upholds all things by the word of his power. So that last breath that you just took, the heartbeat that will happen right now, that happened because God upholds all things by the word of his power. And he does that while he is controlling the black hole on the other side of the galaxy, and he is causing the moons of Jupiter to rotate around their planet, because God is awesome and he is all powerful. God is also unchanging. We change. I was once a young man that had hair, and as we know, now I have no hair. Because we change physically, spiritually. Thankfully, once I was lost in darkness, in my sin, and now, by God's grace, I have changed spiritually. I have been born again by putting my faith, hope, and trust in the one true God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so we change physically and spiritually, but God never changes. The one true God is also omnipresent. He is always everywhere at all time. So, boys and girls, agents in training, there is nowhere that you can go to get away from the one true God. And this is a big one, the next one. This is a big one. And it is the fact that God is holy. He is holy. That means he is perfect, without sin, and everything that he does is good and right. He is perfect, and he says that you and me, all people, must also be perfect. In Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, you, talking to people, a big crowd of people on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so the Bible says that in order for us to come into God's presence, the holy, perfect God of the Bible, we must be perfect and sinless. And that poses a very big problem for you and for me, because we are sinners. We have broken God's law. We have all lied. We have all disobeyed our parents. We have lied, disobeyed our parents, and sinned against the God of the Bible. And that puts us on a broad road to destruction. And so the big question on everybody's mind, because God is all-knowing, he knows those thoughts that you've had. The big question on everybody's mind is, how can you, as a sinner, be right with God? Or another way of putting that is, how can you have your sins removed? What can wash away your sins? Some would say, some of those false gods would say, good deeds can do it. Good works. Do a little good works. As long as your good works balance out the bad, God will approve of you and you will go to heaven. But where do we go to find out about the God of the Bible and what he requires of us? We go to Scripture. Scripture says that in Romans 3:20, that by good works, no man will inherit the kingdom of God. That we cannot go to heaven on our own. No man will be justified by their own works. And so it is not by good works that we are saved. No. So what do you need? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, you need a hero. You need a rescuer. You need somebody to come and save you. And who is that man? Who is that savior? It is none other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came. He lived a perfect life. He lived the perfect life that you are required to live and didn't. The life that you must live in order to earn your way into heaven, and you've already blown it. But Jesus came. He lived your perfect life. God became a man, lived a perfect life, and then he went and died on the cross for the sins of everyone who will put their faith, hope, and trust in him. And if you repent and trust alone in Jesus, his righteousness will be given to you, and his sin will be counted to him. Your sin will be counted to him, and you can be with him forever in heaven. You broke God's law. The fine is death. You broke God's law. Jesus paid the fine on the cross. And then he rose again, and he is alive today. And if you will repent and trust in him, you will be saved. And that is what we learned in our memory verse on Thursday. Very famous verse. You guys know this verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we read that, and we blow right through it, don't we? But think about this. If you put your hope in trust in Christ, whoever believes in the Son will not perish, but have everlasting life. So let me invite you to do that tonight. Repent of your sins and trust alone in Jesus Christ. And the minute that you do that, you pass out of darkness and into the light. You go out of the kingdom of hell and into the kingdom of Christ. And you are saved. You become a child of God. And that is what the Bible has to say about salvation. That's the gospel message. And that is what we have taught your kids this week, that they can be saved by putting their faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. So, gathering the evidence, there is one true God. God is unique. God is awesome. There is no one like him. You and I are sinners. Your sin separates you from God, and God sent Jesus to save sinners. And as we have sought to proclaim that good news to the 500 kids that have been here this week, it has taken an army of folks. An army of folks. And so we prayed, Lord, please bring people that will help us proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in a fun and compelling way to these kids. And the Lord answered our prayer. It took an army to pull it off, and the Lord brought an army of more than 300 selfless, loving, servant-hearted ministers to help this week. And it was an amazing crew of men and women that came the week of VBS in droves. They came the weeks leading up to VBS to put together the buildings and the set and the decoration that you'll see here in just a few minutes down in the children's building. Building the sets, the decoration, crafters, painters, builders, to transform the children's building and the worship center here into an international spy academy. Now, there are many folks that think about VBS for weeks, but there's just a few folks that think about VBS for months. And I want to just let you know who those people are so that you can make sure that you thank them, because these people are, as we know, remarkable in their thoughtful, loving service to our kids here at Countryside Bible Church. Gary Weddle and Mike Musgrove put together the lesson rooms and turned an ordinary classroom into a knowledge vault. So when the kids entered the room, they were primed and ready to learn about the one true God. Thank you, Gary and Mike. Jennifer Privett, yes. Awesome. We have an amazing group of shepherds that help the kids get from A to B to C to D, all their different fun activities. And that group of shepherds is led by a lead shepherd. And that lead shepherd is led by a lead shepherd. And that person is Jennifer Privett, who for months and months has put together the schedule, open like which door to go in, when to leave, how to make sure that you're walking on the right side of the road so there's not a traffic jam as these other 500 kids are walking around. And she does a magnificent job. So we need to give Jennifer Privett a big round of applause. Thank you. Jennifer, where are you, Jennifer? You can stand up so we can thank you. I don't see. Oh, there she is, right back here. Thank you. Okay. I mentioned earlier that we had a bunch of people come in the weeks leading up to VBS to put together all of the fun decor and the buildings and different things. And this year, we had somebody new who's never done this role before come in and did a marvelous job organizing that and help it basically run like a well-oiled machine. Rebecca Hacker, would you mind standing up so that we can give you a big round of applause as well? I don't see where you are. Right back there. Thank you. Rebecca and John did a wonderful job with that. And then last, but certainly not least, there is somebody who thinks about VBS all year long. And her selfless, loving, tireless devotion to Christ through the ministry of VBS towards your kids is quite, frankly, amazing. And that person is Camille Austin. Camille, where are you at? Right there. Thank you so much. Wonderful, wonderful job. And addition to those people, we had shepherds and teachers and nursery workers and craft workers and games, people working in kid snacks and adult snacks and missions, people in the welcome center welcoming you so you didn't have to stand in line for 10 minutes. You walked right in. We had photography, security, an awesome AV team that helps the band sound so good. We had a wonderful band that helped us praise the Lord. On and on and on and on I could go. I could be here till the middle of next week talking about all these wonderful people, but we don't have time. And so if you helped in VBS this year, whether in the lead up or in the week of, would you please stand up so that we can thank you for your loving service to our kids. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, we did have some amazing super agents helping us. And by God's grace, we also had some amazing kids. And so we give out awards to people that particularly excel. So we had a bunch of agents in training, and some of them excelled in a few different ways. And so what I'm going to do now if I can have some assistance from our skit folks, if Camille could come up here, we're going to hand out 9 awards to people, agents in training, who had a particularly good week this week, okay? And so award number 1 is going to go to the person that had a servant's part. And those two people are Josiah Wren and Karis Lynch. If your name is up here, would you please come down and get your award? Josiah, throughout the whole week of VBS, was humble and kind. Karis Lynch was considering others as more important than herself. She looked out for others in the interests instead of her own. She was kind and considerate. So they are the owners of the medal for a servant's heart. In addition to the award for the servant's heart, we also have an award for spirit. This is the people that wholeheartedly embraced this. And so JJ Jimenez and Kira Law, would you please come down and get your award? Because you guys excelled in this area. And I'm very, very proud of you. We also have a character award. This agent in training displayed Christ-like character. So, Silas Quinn, would you please come down and get your award? Because you were a friend to everybody in the class. Ellie Van Horn, would you please come down here? Because you helped others, cheered them on, were honest and dependable, and spoke kindly, building others up. In addition to the character award, we had an award for sportsmanship. And Foster Schreiber, can you please come down here? Because you displayed sportsmanship in the games. You tried your best. Win or lose, though, you were kind and generous. Please come down and get your award. And last but not least, we have our award for a heart for missions. This is not necessarily the person that gave the most money, but the person that put effort towards our missions giving and did it with joy. There was a lot of people who could have won this award because you did such an awesome job bringing money. But the winners of the award are Bailey Dillavue and Emmett Hardiman. Would you guys please come down and receive your awards for particularly kind and generous and joyful giving? Okay. Very good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time for the moment that you have all been waiting for. Because we had some amazing missionaries here, and they're sitting right down here. Izquierdos, would you mind standing up? I know you probably don't want to do that, but we need to say thank you to you. These folks came all the way from Monterrey, Mexico, to help us learn more about missions. They did a fantastic job. Thank you for coming. Such a joy to get to know them and their kids this week. It's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And these wonderful people who minister the gospel in Monterrey, Mexico, their ministry is who we have been raising money for all week long. And so we have been gathering the money, and today we get to find out how much money we raised and find out if the amount that we raised is enough to get our Pink Panther spy carrying Bibles all the way to Monterrey, Mexico. So I need a big drum roll, because we are going to reveal how much money we got today. And today, you guys brought in a whopping $6,677. Absolutely amazing. That brings our total for the week to, wait for it, after the drum roll, $16,458. Amazing. And so the big question on everybody's mind, we know what our total is. Is it enough to get our Pink Panther spy all the way to Monterrey, Mexico? Kids, you're going to need to cheer him on, okay? Let's go. Come on, come on. Let's go. He's off to a slow start, but here he goes. Go. Go. Go, 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 go. I think he's gonna do it. I don't know. Go. Go, 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 go. Awesome job, kids. Way to go. What a wonderful time that I have had tonight. What a wonderful week it has been. Agents in training, you are a joy to train. Volunteers, you are a joy to work with. And with that, it is time for me to pray. And we are going to be dismissed, but the party's not over because we have ice cream to eat. So if you are here, you are invited to the gym for some fellowship and for some delicious ice cream. And so I will help you join us. Hope you will join us. As you go through the children's building, you're going to see some, just a little bit of a taste of the decoration that your kids enjoyed this week. So make sure you peruse through that. Also in the gym are some children's books for you to purchase at a very, very discounted price, along with some parenting books, just in case you would like to continue your training about who the one true God is and how your kids can put their faith, hope, and trust in Jesus. We want to walk alongside you and help you do that, so there is a bookstore down in the gym as well. And then last but certainly not least, you're going to go home tonight thinking the party's over, and you're wrong. The party has not ended, because tomorrow there's a big party. It's called a cleanup party. And you're all invited. We start at 9 o'clock, and we have to transform the International Spy Academy back into a countryside Bible church. And so if you will come help us, many hands make light work, and we can all get out of here at a decent hour. I hope you will come to the party. All right, at this point, I'm going to dismiss those who are helping with the ice cream. If you're going down to serve, you can be dismissed. I'm going to pray for us, and then we have one more amazing song to hear from our amazing band. All right, let's pray. Lord God, it has been a joy to open up the Word this week and learn more about you, because you are great and you are greatly to be praised. Lord, you are filled with love and mercy and grace and kindness. You are patient towards us, even though we are sinners. Lord, you loved us first, and you sent Jesus to die for us. So we thank you for the cross. We thank you for your word through which you are revealed and you have revealed your son. And we thank you, Lord, for this week, which was such a blessing to me and to all of the people here. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right,
amen.
Stand up. We got one more song to sing.
And before we start, I think we need to thank our director, Seymour Truth, right here.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. And all the Hayhurst family, really, they are amazing. All right, are we ready, guys? You know this one? You know what I'm doing? Gotta sing about our hero.
Yeah.
See y'all at the gym.
Adios.